Yeah, they're not as exciting as they probably should be. They've kind of gone back to a time, a little bit back to a time before we were in a band. So because the we don't really have, big things coming up, we're kind of all kind of working and trying to like build up as much money as possible. But we're still making a lot of time to get together as a band and not so much focus on our previously released music. Sometimes, yes, if there's like a big gig coming up, but writing new stuff and just figuring things out, like experimenting. Because I mean, if you can't do it now, like you might as well not do it. And then a lot of Zoom calls.
How is it in Ireland? Because musicians and artists in general here in Germany don't get much financial support. How does it look in Ireland? How is the Irish government coping with this?
Well, we don't really get financial support over here. I early on in the lockdown, one of the organizations First Music Contact Ireland kind of tried their very best to make sure that musicians got at least like some sort of like big bit of money. Well, not big bit of money, but like something. I don't know if everybody's gotten it yet, because they said that there just wasn't enough money to go around, so they'd have to wait for a while. So like that's how little government funding there was. I know there is considerations for kind of maybe more of a German style thing going on. I wouldn't bet on it, but I hope in my heart that it will happen, because that would I think that would just it would change people's lives, and I think it would change the Irish music industry like tenfold.
Absolutely. Yeah, you released your debut album In Waiting this year, and you were also part of Irish Women in Harmony, which is a project for a charity that deals with domestic abuse. And I wondered, you just said you aren't really working on something currently, but do you have any plans in this direction or musically?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, there. Hopefully, by the time we're touring, we're going to be still touring this album. But it would also be fantastic if we, when we are touring, we're also going to be touring new material as well. So that maybe the transition into making a new album is quicker than it would have normally been. Because I can't. It quite possibly could be, but I wouldn't bet on it, but we are certainly working away on new stuff. We have, I guess, we have stuff coming up. There's a festival in Ireland. I guess it's the only festival in Ireland right now. Other Voices, which is going to be happening in early December. It's not going to be the way it would normally be, obviously. But we do get to go to south of Ireland in Dingle, and it will be live streamed, but at least we get to go somewhere. We get to play in a beautiful church, and I don't even think we're going to see other musicians, but it will be a trip. No. And I'm considering it as a holiday.
That sounds so nice in a church.
Pretty nice. So it's very unconventional how it's going right now. And you released your album in September, although you couldn't really promote it that way, you used to know, and like playing concert, for example. And I wondered, why did you still decide to release the album and not postpone it?
Well, it was a very quick consideration when everything was happening, and obviously the subject had to be broached. Will we still release the album? Should it be delayed? But there was no want in us to do that. We wanted the music to be out, and I don't think we have any regrets with regard to that, because we knew what that meant. We knew it meant that we weren't going to be able to tour it immediately. We knew it meant that we're not going to exactly promote it the way we could have. But also, I think it offered like beneficial things for ourselves and people that listen to us. You know, it's good. Like it's a time where people kind of want new stuff, new like media. And it was a bit of a blessing for us to be able to focus on, even before we released it, focused on the kind of admin side of releasing the album and have that kind of kick of like serotonin when we did release it and people liked it. So I don't regret releasing it. I don't think any of us regret releasing it. I think it was the right time. And I think if we held on to it for too long, it wouldn't have meant the same to us anymore.
It's also a kind of like a little light in dark times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, now a little different question. If someone asked me, I would describe your music as quite feminist and also your lyrics. And I think we're all in for social change regarding gender equality, for example. And there has been a study this year or last year which shows how underrepresented women and non-binary people still are in the music business. And I wondered, how do you experience this kind of problem? Do you have the feeling it's getting any better?
I think in ways it's getting better, but it's only to do with actually like the people on the ground. You know, I don't think the fact that we are an all woman band or an all queer band is by any means as strange or as unusual as it would have been a few years ago. You look around and in my eyes anyway, because I guess I'm a bit biased, but like that's what my musical sphere looks like, you know, it's all gay. But I think from the top up, I'm not sure. We're part of a thing called Key Change at the moment, and they're trying to have festivals commit to a 50-50 balance in festivals, which I don't think is a hard thing to do. Like I've seen people kind of do mock-up festivals where it would be a 50-50 balance, and it'd be a 50-50 balance of huge bands, huge acts, and like thriving indie acts or thriving R&B acts.
Are there actually many festivals in Ireland that support this Key Change program? Because in Germany there are only two festivals in general that support this Key Change, and I think that that's really, really bad.
I wouldn't want to like say for sure, but as far as I know, I think they support it in theory, but can't commit to the idea of it until like the future when they think it's more attainable. I don't see how it's hard. Like the likes of Primavera, which is one of the biggest festivals in Europe, if not the world, they did it, and it's still the, like, I would love to go to Primavera. Like it's a festival, like, as far as I know, a lot of people want to go to every year, and they did it, and I think it made the festival better. In terms of like how we experienced it, I think starting out we were quite I guess we were just like, oh, we don't experience kind of sexism in the music industry at all, and I think that was quite lucky, and perhaps it was because, you know, you're kind of maybe a little bit shielded when you're kind of on the lower rung. If you were surrounding yourselves with kind of like-minded peers, and I think the higher up you go, it's not as obvious, but it's there, where, you know, people be like, you know, we already have an all-girl band on our roster, or like we already people kind of maybe pigeonhole you a little bit rather than listening to the music. But I think we're lucky so far in that we haven't experienced it so bad. In Ireland right now, there was a study done about the amount of Irish non-male acts that are played on the radio, and on some radio stations, it's all below 5%. On some radio stations, it was 0%. I wouldn't say I was shocked, but I was, you know, I didn't think that the numbers were going to be as in your face as that, and I was very disappointed. And you know, they say, a lot of them say things are going to change. I haven't seen that. I haven't heard it. I don't think Pillow Queens are like the, you know, the epitome of the way that radio is in Ireland at the moment. I don't think we are the face or the sound of what that change would be, because I guess we're a rock band, we're an indie band. I think that we would be all right for radio, but I think when that change happens, it would be more of a kind of poppy vibe, more whatever, but that's still not happening. And it's like, the excuses are abysmal, really, when it comes to it. Like, they say the acts aren't there. They are there. And they're there in abundance and in quality. And it's just a shame, because, you know, besides the kind of, you know, fucking equality, sorry.
That's totally fine. Totally fine.
You're affecting people's careers, because, you know, like, people might say radio is dead. I don't think that, because, I mean, I listen to it every day and I can see the difference that it makes to people's careers. And I think if we got played more on the radio, or any other non-male act got played on the radio, you would see these festivals becoming 50-50, because a lot of them do be like, oh, they don't really have that much traction radio wise. And the way things are moving as well, like, we don't know how much touring bands are going to be able to do in the future. You might have to only tour at least for a little while within your own country. And if your country doesn't know who you are, if you know, a couple of counties over, they're not hearing our band or another act on the radio, how are we gonna make that a sustainable local tour? I don't know. Also, sorry, I feel like I'm rattling on about this. I just feel so, it's like, there's one of the biggest venues in Ireland, like, is the Three Arena. I think there's kind of like, it's kind of, maybe it wouldn't be as big as Wembley, it'd be smaller, but that would be like the big concert place in Ireland. That's not like an outside arena. And I can't think of an Irish non-male act that has sold it out, or that would. The only person I could think of is Enya, and that's because she's never gigged a day in her life. So it would be a bit of a show. And just because there's no infrastructure for that, there's no support to have that happen. And if that's something that is the case, clearly it's something that actually needs to be focused on. But I don't hear that change yet, but I'm hopeful, but I'm not too hopeful.
Yeah, that's totally fucked up, if I'm allowed to say this. But I've also read, and that's maybe a bit more positive connected, that gay girls turned pretty fast into a kind of LGBTQIA+ hymn. And I wondered, how does that make you feel? Doesn't that put a little bit of pressure on Pillow Queens in terms of responsibility, or is it a perfect nice thing?
I think it is perfectly nice thing, and I love it. I love that people relate to the music, especially in that way, because I think that's what it was meant to be. Perhaps it wasn't something that you sit down and be like, I'm gonna make this a gay anthem, because, you know, you sit down, you're like, I'm gonna write about my feelings. And it's nice that what that ended up being was something that people kind of connect to. It is a responsibility, and I wouldn't shirk it at all. But I guess we're not even sure what that responsibility is right now. I guess it's so far it's just been you know, meeting these people and listening to them when they tell us how much the music means to them. And I guess thanking them for listening. I guess we're not big enough just yet to know exactly what that responsibility is. But I'm glad that we have it. Yeah.